Welcome to the second part of What Type of Employee Are You? Where we talked about the worst or challenging type of employees. Are you the lazy Susan who likes to pretend to be busy? Or are you the rebel without a cause who likes to think of herself as the truth teller? Listen to this episode and know what your leader thinks about your work ethics. And as an employee, how can you ask for help or how to communicate with your leader? Enjoy this episode. Again, welcome back, Zara Lubrin.
Yes, thank you for having me again here.
So again, talking about the best and the worst types of employees. So sa part one, we've discussed ano yung mga sino-sino yung mga best types of employees. So let's talk about naman the worst types of employees. Ayoko, alam mo, hindi ko talaga masyadong gusto yung term na worst.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Siguro challenged. Pwedeng gamitin types of employees.
Mga challenged.
Oh, nalak na naman siya.
Yeah, nalak siya. Okay. Alam na, yan na. So, yun na, okay.
At least na-figure out natin ang mabilis.
True. Problem solver ako eh.
Exactly. Okay. So, let's so the first challenge or most challenging type of employees, yung the Houdini. Now you see her, now you don't. The Houdini is always finding reasons to miss work. Insert mga work from home. Ano insert work from home? Mga work from home. Ayan, ako yung mga work from home set up. Especially ngayon, yung lagi daw walang internet or lagi may computer problem. How do you handle this type? So we've already talked about the yung rewarding punctuality and attendance. Diba? Napag-usapan na natin yun sa part one. That we both, like, we don't believe in that. But, I mean, it would be nice kung meron, syempre. But yeah, how do you handle this?
Well, first and foremost, understand and try to, you know, help them. Tingnan mo muna, baka naman talaga may technical issues. Baka naman talaga may computer issues, di ba? Help them first. Don't, wag muna natin silang i-judge na, ay, kilala kita, ganyan, you know? Nagsisinungaling ka na lang. Help, help them. Because when you help them, and then, you have something to go back to. Naayos na natin yung computer mo, anong nangyari? And then, ano yung next na concern niya? Ano naging next na excuse niya? Is it health? Is it, you know, I understand. Meron talaga mga taong ganyan. Yung laging absent, di ba?
Yes.
And that's why I go back to what I was saying, feedback, right? First, help them. If, you know, computer, eh kung talaga palaging computer naging issue, baka kailangan mo pay ng computer, di ba? Kasi hindi mo pwedeng palaging yan nagiging issue natin. Unless nagiging pattern na siya, then feedback giving is very essential, as what I've always mentioned. And then, unfortunately, darating ka sa point na kailangan mo na silang bigyan ng write-up ng memo. Diba? That's how it is. Kasi at the end of the day, you wouldn't want this person to be affecting the entire team. That will go back to what we were saying. It will demotivate people. What they will see is, yung ako nagtatrabaho ng maayos, always on time, always here, and yet, yung kasama ko, laging wala, ayoko na lang din, diba? So, you need to help them first, address whatever needs to be addressed, and then if not, naging trend talaga siya, and you find out na talaga nagbibigay na siya ng excuse, then you write a memo.
Alam mo, bigla ko naisip yung, paano yung ano, halimbawa, okay, work from home, ganyan, tapos hindi mo nararamdaman maghapon, ganyan, walang paramdam sa teams or sa mga group chats, ganyan. Tapos, nagde-deliver naman before the end of the day. Pero alam mo na like that person is not really there.
Depends on the industry. Again, if it's operations, you need to be there all the time. But meron din naman mga tao na nasa computer nila at nag-hi, nag-hello the entire day.
Wala rin namang ginagawa.
Wala rin namang ginagawa. That's why actually yung kailangan nating i-shift sa mindset natin eh. Dapat results oriented tayo. It's not how many emails a person sent, how many chat a person sent. You should go back to results, right? You set the expectations. This is what I'm expecting you to do. And if I'm able to deliver it, kahit nasa parlor ako habang nagta-type ako ng mga trabaho ko or whatever, if I'm able to deliver the results, then so be it. Again, all depends on the industry. If the industry's operations, call center, it's a different topic, right?
So, correct. Kasi per minuto, kailangan, like, you're doing something, you have a schedule, na kailangan mo talaga sinusunod. Tama ka, depending on the industry. Meron, nakatawa tong work from home setup ngayon kasi minsan may mga makikita ka na parang computer issue, ganyan, or network issue. Pero sa Facebook, walang issue.
Yes, of course, of course. Oo.
And then, pag social media, andyan.
True, true. And can I just say, no, hindi lang yan nangyayari sa atin dyan. Because I'm dealing with, you know, a team here in Lisbon and a team in Jamaica, in Kingston, Jamaica. Ganyan din. Ang dami rin issues. Kanya-kanya silang excuse. And then, you'll notice it's the same people. Right? So, you will see a trend. That's why as a leader, you should know, you know, you should have data, you should have reporting, you should have numbers in place because you will see a trend. And then these people are the ones you need to manage. It's either you manage them up or you manage them out. Our goal is to always manage them up, be the better version of themselves. But if talagang, you don't water rocks, right? Wala kang makukuha dyan. But if you need to manage them out, then so be it. But manage up before manage out. So, there.
Galing, gusto ko yun. Okay, so yun yung Houdini. First challenge type of employees. Next, the negative Nancy. And then, hindi mo talaga may iwasan to. Yung mga Susan. Ay, hindi, Karen.
Karen.
Ay, Karen na lang to.
Si Karen.
Kasi, hindi na uso si Nancy. The negative Karen. Unhappy with various company policies and protocol. Yan. Yung lagi na lang may kuda. You may even hear this person complain about office aesthetic, yung mga ergonomic, or yung mga outfit someone is wearing, or someone who always finds negative even in something positive. So they are the types who can be defensive. How do you manage an uncomfortable situation giving feedback?
Okay.
Halimbawa.
You know, feedback giving is essential, as I've mentioned, diba? And I think that's one of the things that we lack in training our future leaders, giving you know, candid feedback. Like, you know, being what you mentioned, but radical candor, diba? So kumbaga parang you should be able to handle difficult conversations. It's one of the most important skills of a leader. Paano mo ma-handle difficult conversations? And having that kind of this conversation with your Karen or your Nancy is challenging, right? But you should just talk straight. Talk straight and saying, now you're creating a negative environment and I'm not happy about it. We need to change that. How can I help you change that? Right? So, gusto kong sa kanya maririnig. Anong gusto mong gawin natin para maayos natin yung negativity mo? Because it's affecting other people, your performance, the team's performance. And how can we change that? Once you get that, you know, first commitment na, or acknowledgement na, I'm causing that. Then ask them, sa kanya magagaling, anong gusto mong maging plano natin? Diba? So, and then that with that, you know, pag nangyari ulit, balikan mo ulit. And tell them, pinag-usapan natin to, di ba? You said ito ang gagawin natin as a plan to help us with, you know, the negativity. But nangyari ulit? Now, again, tell me, paano natin babaguhin to, right? So, that's why feedback giving and having that kind of difficult conversation and talking straight, very essential as a leader.
But yeah, gusto ko yung sinabi mo na, oo nga, no, sabihin mo na lang ng straight sa kanila, especially kapag nakaka-apekto na siya sa buong team, and especially pagdating sa work.
That's true. And alam mo kasi, ang problema, hindi naman problema. Hindi tayo ganyan sa Philippines. Hindi tayo ganyan as Filipinos. We're often like, teka, baka kasi alam mo yun, ma-hurt or something. No.
Yeah.
Hindi tayo nakatulong sa ganun. We should talk straight because mas kinikip mo siya, mas nagiging mas nagiging mahirap ang lutasin eventually. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Correct. Alam mo, challenge talaga 'yan sa culture natin like ako gusto ko talaga kahit sa team lang, gusto ko talaga yung feedback maririnig ko lang straight from that person and not from yung third party like from my manager for example na okay may sinabi pala tong isang ka-team ko na to. But if it, late ko na rin kasi naintindihan na oo nga no, baka hindi siya makadiretso sa akin dahil depending nga kung anong klaseng tao siya, ganyan. But, you know, before ko pa maintindihan yun, I was really disappointed. Yung gusto ko din kasi ganun eh, yung straight straight na lang para mapag-usapan natin. Yeah, yeah, ayoko na nang may iba pang nai-involve. Tapos yung taong involved, hindi rin naman siya sigurado. Mm-hmm, what, ano. But, but yeah, iba din kasi yung culture talaga.
That's true, that's true. And it's a good culture that we now have in IHG. We promote talk straight. You know, we want to make sure that we have that difficult conversation early on rather than patagalin natin siya because we want to change what needs to be changed as early as possible, di ba?
No, hindi gusto ko lang sabihin na ang mga importanteng topics or communication, yun yung mahirap pag-usapan.
Yes, correct, correct. Totoo yan. Yan ang mga pinaka-importante, di ba? Kasi kung hindi, it will hinder the growth of your team.
Correct. Even sa relationship, di ba? Pag alam mong, pag hindi ka makalunok at alam mong medyo critical tong topic na to, alam mong importante,
importante
yun. And you need to talk about it.
Correct.
Oh, diba?
Correct, correct.
I-transfer natin sa yung romantic
bakit
na
hindi?
Topic.
Bakit hindi? O hindi, mag-ano yan ha? Totoo yung mga binigay mong yan na the 5 best and the 5 challenging. Ano yan? It's actually relatable to relationships.
Relationships,
so.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Correct. Yung mga feedback na ganyan. Yun din yun.
Yes.
Okay, so yun yung third natin, the rebel without a cause.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, Mr. or Miss Shady. You can't trust a shady employee. So this type of employee manipulates, lies, and maybe even steals from the business. Hello, may pagkaano naman to? Sorry. Mm-hmm. Criminal behavior. Personal benefit is always a priority. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about trust. Oo nga pala. Let's talk about trust. Meron na bang employee who broke your trust?
Yes.
And kung meron man, paano mo na rebuild yun?
Unfortunately, meron kasi nag-break ng trust na kahit na gusto mong i-rebuild because of company policy, you'd have to let the person go. Breach of trust if it already involves other employees, nakadispalto ng pera, may mga ganyan, unfortunately, you have to let them go because that's, you know, there are legal matters involved, right? So, and the three things that you'd always want to ask is it legal? Is it fair? Is it the right thing to do, right? So, ginawa nila, unfortunately, we have to let them go. And yung mga, it's, mahirap yan eh, shady yan eh, diba? And it, in as much as you'd want to give a second chance to that person, if it already involves the credibility of the company, unfortunately, you have to let them go.
Okay, so before we reveal the last worst types of employees, again, I just want to go through the four or the previous worst types of employees. So the Houdini, again, sila yung mga now you see me, now you don't, ganyan. The negative Karen or Nancy. Yung pangalawa na lahat na lang lagi may reklamo, ganyan. Di walang isang araw na, hello, kamusta? Anong reklamo natin?
Yes,
hey,
correct.
Ganyan, sila yan. Third, the rebel without a cause. Yan yung mga, have we talked about this now?
Oh, actually, I got confused because negative Nancy is almost similar to the rebel without a cause. Yeah, we missed that. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oo nga pala, no. Mm-hmm. Oo, kasi sila, the rebel without a cause, the rebel thinks of herself as the truth teller. Mm-hmm. They think they're the ones who has the courage to be honest, the one who has the guts to say everything, what everyone else is thinking. So they think of of themselves as the mini workers. Yun. Diyos ko, ayan yung mga onion.
Yes. Yes.
May na-encounter ka naman ganun?
Oo naman. Meron yan. And
just because of 16 years.
Meron yan. But you listen to them. You listen to them because most often, meron silang pinaguhugutan at may tama sa sinasabi nila. It's, at first, you can be defensive kasi parang, ano na naman ba yung inaano mo, ganyan-ganyan. But if you just listen and understand where they're coming from, there can be some truth into them. And naniniwala rin kasi ako na kailangan diverse ang team mo. You need someone who's like that. Because if you don't have someone like that na magsasalita, you'd think na parang okay ang team. And then, meron pala nangyayari, di ba? So,
correct.
I appreciate that. Yung mga ganyang, wag lang maging nega. Kasi mayroong combination yan, yung nega na rebellious type din, na parang,
right,
di ba, mag-instigate. Yes, yung mga
tayo,
ganyan. Pero yung the rebel,
magtayo na tayo.
True. But the rebel, helpful yan, kasi you get to understand the real pulse. It might not be the majority pulse, but at least, there you can find some truth into it, you know. Just listen. Yeah. So yeah.
Correct. Oo nga, no, magkakaroon ka ng idea na hindi naman laging yeah. okay. Kung hindi talaga mm-hmm. laging okay. So yeah, oh, I forgot that one. So again, there the Houdini, the negative Karen, the rebel without a cause. Tapos yung napag-usapan natin na Mr. or Miss Shady. Mm-hmm. So the last one is the lazy Susan. Yes. Ayan na po si Susan. Nagpe-pretend maging lazy.
True.
Doesn't like to be mm-hmm. bothered. Shows up to work each day and you can always find her sitting at her desk doing the absolute bare mm-hmm. minimum. She has very little drive or motivation and she mm-hmm. rarely volunteer to complete new projects. Oo mm-hmm. nga eh. May mga ganun talaga eh. No? Yung parang basta pumasok lang, okay
yes.
lang ako.
Uh-oh.
Parang ganun. Uh-oh. So, I don't want to ask about the strategies anymore dahil may mga nabanggit ka na kanina na I think would also relate mm-hmm. to this. But how do you eliminate this unproductive employee
mm-hmm.
behavior?
So again, feedback giving, setting expectations, right? Unfortunately, itong mga to kailangan ng handholding. Kailangan ng mas focus sa kanila. You need to set expectations if you can on a weekly basis and say, this is what I'm expecting you to deliver within the week. I will check on that next week. Right? That's why, again, regular coaching sessions or touch base are very critical to the success of the team, right? So, you know, baka mamaya kasi hindi naman siya nabibigyan ng feedback. Baka mamaya sa kanya akala niya parang okay naman yung ginagawa niya, di ba?
Okay
so,
lang.
Yun yeah. yung critical role ng leader. Yung check on them. And then, have a difficult conversation. Going back to what I mentioned a while ago, difficult conversation, get commitment. If it doesn't happen, unfortunately, we have to go through the progress of, you know, step one, step two, step three. If not, I manage you out. Right? That's just how it is.
Right. Yeah. Oo nga, no. Ah, okay, so yan si Susan, si Maring Sue. Huwag laging tamad. Baka, ito, baka ito yung mga gusto ng ano, ng, ay hindi, alam mo, ito yung kasi may mga perfect attendance bonus.
Truthfully.
Kaya bakit pa ako maghihingi ng mga projects? Perfect attendance yeah. bonus. Hay nako. Alright. So, dun sa, ay hindi, before I ask you what your favorite mm-hmm. type, you have to pick one lang. I should have asked that dun sa best mm-hmm. types, but I'm gonna ask mm-hmm. you now. Ano yung isa lang, pick ko lang ng isa. Favorite mo sa best types and yung, should I say favorite
okay.
things or worst types?
Sige. Or kailangan talaga mamili ako ng isa.
Isa
kailangan
lang.
Talaga. Okay, sige.
Sige, ilan ba yung gusto mo?
No,
dalawa?
Kasi, no, because mahirap. Mahirap kasi mamili because you'd want to make sure na talagang, you know, holistic yung team mo eh. You can't, okay, so anyways.
Yeah, hindi, totoo.
Sige, kung kailangan kong mamili ng isa, I would,
sa best,
I would pick the leader. The leader mm-hmm. because I would want to have a succession plan in place. Meaning, I need to develop someone to be the next me. Because if I want mm-hmm. to leave the team, if I want to apply for a new role, I need to have someone who I would be developing right, like early on to, you know, take on my role. And alam ko na magiging kampante ako that I'm leaving the team with someone who's, you know, good at what they're doing. So I would pick the leader.
Mm-hmm. Oo nga, no. Ako din, siguro kung ako...
Ikaw. Ano?
Bakit ba ako namimili? Eh, wala naman sa akin.
Mamili ka.
Ano,
ano gusto mo sa best?
Ako siguro dun ako sa ano, problem solver. Resourceful problem
bakit?
Solver. Kasi feeling ko, yun ako.
Ah, talaga. Eh. May bias ka, no? Charot.
Oo.
may bias
no,
ka,
sorry.
No? Favorite mo rin. May favorite isip ka rin, eh. Okay. How did you... Oh, why did you say that you're a problem solver?
Kasi, yun yung gusto ko eh, parang, mahilig kasi ako sa mga process mm-hmm. improvement, ganyan. Yung pag may nakita ako, gusto ko maayos mm-hmm. to, gusto ko yung, mm-hmm. yung ganon, yung may ganon akong mm-hmm. eye for mga mm-hmm. ganong mm-hmm. stuff. So, siguro kung papipiliin ako dito, gusto ko, syempre
okay.
yung pagayaw
okay.
mo din.
Yeah. So, you're more of like, gusto mo diba? mas efficient yung way of doing, and you wanna
yes.
break.
Yes, oo. Ang importante sa akin mm-hmm. na efficiency, syempre for me, time mm-hmm. is money. Pero na-appreciate ko yung sinabi mo na sana results-oriented mm-hmm. na lang. Halos lahat. Well, depende mm-hmm. sa industry. But kung kaya, oo nga, no, results-oriented. Mm-hmm. But again, for me kasi nga, time mm-hmm. is money. So, pag merong mga maraming halimbawa sa mga tools, maraming masyadong
kinikita. Yeah, I hate nito yan actually.
Oo, yung parang nakakaasa mm-hmm. ng oras na hindi ba pwede itong mga to mm-hmm. nandito lang. Mm-hmm. Doon ako, that's only mm-hmm. one example that I can yeah. think of right now. But yeah, gusto ko yung mga ganun resourceful, yeah. problem yeah, solver. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Marami yan sagot.
Dapat pala, ano?
Kasi ko, kasi dami yung pwedeng, dami mo pwedeng gawin project sa gobyerno. Kasi madami tayong pwedeng ayusin na proseso. Diba? Cut!
Dito naman sa worst types of employees, alin dito ang favorite mo?
Yung, like, I would rather have more than the other types?
Hindi naman, yung parang pinaka...
Kaya kung...
gusto mong challenge. Okay. Oo.
Siguro, I would say the lazy Susan because it's about lazy Susan can be someone na magaling pero hindi pa natin alam kung bakit siya lazy. Ano yung nagiging reason niya kung bakit siya lazy? And it's someone na kaya kung I think I can easily develop on that. Basta oh, alam mo lang kung ano yung what's the reason behind it, right? So yeah.
Yeah.
Ikaw?
Oo nga, no? Ako, alam mo, hindi ko alam, pero parang, siguro, hindi ko kasi masyado rin bet si Lazy mm-hmm. Susan. Kasi parang, bilang efficiency mm-hmm. nga ang mm-hmm. habol natin, ayaw natin ang mm-hmm. mga nakatunganga, mm-hmm. mga ganyan. Hindi ko rin bet lalo itong si Mr. and uh-huh. Ms. Sadie. Rebel without a cause.
Rebel siguro without ito. A cause. Yeah.
Si Rebel mm-hmm. without a cause. Oo. Or siguro the way you explained it rin mm-hmm. kasi kanina is mm-hmm. positive. So, kaya parang na-appreciate.
Appreciate natin bigla si Rebel, no? Okay.
Oo nga eh.
Okay.
Okay. So, I have a question before I ask mm-hmm. your advice on how to be, you know, at their best mm-hmm. in the workplace. Especially ngayon, nakakapasok pa lang mm-hmm. ng taon. Diba? Gusto natin na kung nasan tayo is mm-hmm. to be at our best. And, yung kung anumang job na meron tayo, of course, we appreciate that, especially in, you know, in this time of pandemic. How do you, like, mm-hmm. I'm just curious. Siyempre, meron ka ng mm-hmm. mga na-terminate, mm-hmm. kanyan. How do you, parang, mm-hmm. go about it? Like, halimbawa, especially kapag naka-build ka na ng relationship mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. this person, no? Can you tell me something yeah. about it? Na parang, your experience, yeah. how do you do yeah. it, siguro?
Logistically, you do it in a very private area. You know, private room with just the two of you. Talk straight, you know. Why? And before I terminate someone, naka-document lahat yan. They know, he knows, she knows why he or she would be terminated, right? And yung bandang huli is just really formalizing everything, right? And so, you will terminate because you've done everything and yet hindi talaga siya nagpro-progress, you will terminate if it's a legal matter that actually is a given. Yung una kong sinabi na, you know, you've done everything but you still have to manage them out. It's actually for, you know, it's coming from a good intention why you're doing that. Because they're wasting their time to be in your team, in your company, if they're not progressing in life. Baka mamaya hindi talaga para sa kanila. And you cannot water rocks, right? So, baka may ibang industry para sa'yo, di ba? And then, I actually witnessed that. May mga na-terminate ako before, and now they're flourishing, you know? And it going back, in hindsight, nakatulong talaga sa kanila because that meant na yung trabaho ginagawa nila before with me, in our team, it's not for them, right? So, it's actually helpful in the long run.
Wala naman din akong parang experience ng termination, but meron lang ako naging ka-team before na hindi siya ganun mm-hmm. ka-performer mm-hmm. as a teammate. Pero nung lumipat siya sa ibang company, parang he flourished. Ganun din. Yeah. So parang, ang galing niya. So siguro talagang
that's true,
para
that's true. And it can be a wake-up call for them as well. No? Na parang, I need to do better next time, diba? So, yun. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. So, I really like that. Oh, again, going back, your advice to be at their best in the workplace, and what's the biggest lesson that you've learned? Gusto ko munang tanungin yung sa lesson as an employee, maybe before, bago ka napunta sa position mo na yan, maybe may mga nakikinig dyan and who would also want to be a leader someday.
The biggest lesson that I've learned, I think it's the importance of having a mentor. I cannot reiterate that enough. You will not know what you need to work on. Like, you probably know, but you don't know how to deal with it or how to be better at it until you get yourself a mentor. Someone who can look at you and, you know, support you with no bias at all. And I often tell, my teammates before, get a mentor outside of IHG or look at someone, it can be within IHG, look for someone who you aspire to be, right? Because then they'll know how you'd be able to get where they are, right? So I had a mentor before and, it was a regular catch-up with him. And as much as I want to have like a female mentor in the past, wala naman, hindi siya ganun kag-ano dati. It's really more male mentors before. And I'm very thankful for my mentor. If it was not for him, I wouldn't be in this role. And I'm always thankful for that. So, ang naturo niya kasi sa akin is, walang mawawala sa'yo, you just pick up the phone. The answer will always be no if you don't ask, right? So, sa kanya ko natutunan yun. Kasi tayo yung kultura natin sa Pilipinas, I'll be meek, hindi ako, parang intayin ko na lang na tawagin ako, or, you know. So, sa kanya ko natutunan na, you own your seat at the table, and for you to do that, pick up the phone, call people who would be able to help you to get to where you want to be, right? And so, that came from my mentor. If it was not for him, I will not be in this role. So, going back to your question, I cannot reiterate enough the importance of having a mentor. I think that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned over the years.
Grabe, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because yun yung gusto kong isunod na episode after this. I want to talk about the importance of having a mentor because I'm also a firm believer pagdating sa you need to have a mentor. I actually asked someone to be my mentor dahil lang, I want to be like that person. And it's important for me to know kung paano siya, ano yung mga strategies, ano yung mga skills na pwede mong matutunan, yung mga advice, ganyan. So, I wanna talk about that next after this episode. But
that's
really
nice. Yeah, it's good that you get yourself a mentor, Zai. Talagang makakatulong sa'yo.
Yes. And naniniwala rin ako dun sa pwedeng hindi kasi nasa same company. Diba? You can get outside, a mentor outside of where you're currently working, ganyan. Basta mentor, I think, maganda siya.
Yes,
I believe in that. So what's your advice on how to be at their best in the workplace?
Okay.
Like right now, especially in a pandemic, everybody's working from home. Mm-hmm. Ang daming challenge mentally and physically. Nakapasok pa lang ng taon and lahat tayo naghahabol sa mga losses natin from last year. So what's your best advice?
I can think of two pieces of advice. No? The first one is to first take care of yourself. Not sure if you know, but I'm a big proponent of taking care of yourself, your self-love and self-care. You couldn't be at your best. You wouldn't be at your best at work if you don't take care of yourself first. So I wake up in the morning, make sure that I work out before anything else, right? So it gives me, the needed boost that I need to have for the rest of the day. So first one is self-love, self-care. The second one is you need to have goals in mind, right? What are your goals for the year? And break it down into bite-sized chunks and what are your weekly goals? And then, kasi niniwala kasi ako na what can measured can't be done, right? Put goals in yourselves because it gives you that parang extra boost na may na-check na ako sa goal ko, di ba? So, ayan na, nagagawa ko na siya. Yeah. You cannot do something kung hindi mo alam kung anong pupuntahan mo, right? So, I think that's one of the things, if not the best thing that you'd want to have at, you know, in your job. Have goals in mind, right? Whatever that is. It can be a revenue goal. It can be, I need to be networking myself by X amount of whatever by this time, right? So, be specific in your goals. Mm-hmm. So, that's actually the second piece of advice that I would want to give.
Yeah, alam mo, I agree doon sa goal. Ako kasi may tendency ako na hindi nag-place ng goal before. But what I've learned, especially right now, na mas malinaw na yung mind ko for as simple as having a good night of sleep. I've worked at night for 7 years and ngayon na nakakabawi na ako ng tulog. I just want to give it back to the universe. How grateful I am by getting a full, you know, good night of sleep. I do my best to, you know, work out. Not really the workout because I'm still getting getting used to it because I'm so like I'm at my heaviest right now and I wanna feel good.
Yeah.
So iniisa-isa ko siya and part of it is having a goal. What I do na right now, I don't think I can do weekly yet. Not yet, but I do daily. Na parang, okay, so what are my tasks today? So ano yung goal ko lang today? Kasi nakita ko yung importansya ng yung maliliit na bagay na ginagawa mo. Lalaki yan eventually. Magigain mo yan eventually. So, yung today lang muna, kung hindi nyo kaya yung weekly, maybe you can do what I'm doing.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very important.
That's
very
true. And because that serves as your compass. Compass in saying, okay, I'm on the right track, you know? Like, yeah, daily tasks, and even hourly, it doesn't matter. Have a time frame in mind because it will keep going. So.
Correct. Tapos, pag na-achieve mo yun at the end of the day, it's like parang, ha? Yung feeling ng satisfaction na parang,
true.
I did that today, di ba?
That's
iba,
true.
Iba yung feeling. And mas ngayon ko na lang siya na-appreciate. I wanna really, bumawi sa sarili ko with everything. And I'm just glad that this year, at the age of 35 and good year, parang lahat pumasok ng maganda.
And I'm happy for you that you're now working in the morning. Tama ba ako? Okay.
Yes. Sobrang, I really prayed so hard for it for years. Pero syempre ayaw natin mag-jump lang ng parang kung saan-saan lang na parang okay na to kasi pang-umaga naman kasi hindi na tayo ganun ngayon. Syempre, unlike, diba, when you were younger, matapang kabab na. Yeah. Syempre, you have plans and whatever. But yeah, I really prayed hard for it because I want to focus on myself. Like, yung sinabi mo na self-care, I want to take care of myself. I want to take care of my body, my mental health.
That's true.
Kasi magsusunod-sunod and I feel like I was lost when I was working at night. And I know na hindi siya madali because, you know, lahat tayo nagsasakripisyo. If your job is really requiring you to work at night, then, di ba, kailangan mo talagang gawin yun. But I just really, ngayon ko lang na ano talaga yung importance ng...
Of course, yeah,
I really
definitely.
Need to take care
that's
myself.
True.
Yeah.
Good. I'm happy for you. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so that's it. That's the end of our episode. Let me know if you guys have any more questions. If you have, if you want to follow up on something, ask more questions. Zara, do you want to promote? Do you have anything to promote?
Wala pa, abangan nyo na lang.
Ka ba? May
abangan na lang.
Activity ka ba dyan? Gusto mo bang i-follow kanila sa Instagram at makita nila ang travel diaries mo, ang mga workout mo?
Sige, pwede naman. Sige, Instagram is at Zarmania. Pero nakataloka yung may ganyan pa-plug, no? May pa-plug po siya.
Oo, pinapa-plug ko talaga kasi baka gusto nila na mag-
Pero hindi, meron talaga akong, meron akong project ngayon. And so, YouTube naman siya. But yeah, hopefully by next week.
Ha?
No, it's really more of how it is being an OFW here in Portugal. And hopefully... Yeah, hopefully lumago siya yan. Kasi we want to produce content din ng mga OFWs na nasa ibang bansa naman. Because we feel na kulang yung content about OFWs and processes. Kaya ako nabanggit yung efficiencies kasi walang nakakaalam kung paano ba ang OWA, OEC, mga ganyan, eksena. But yeah, hopefully by next week may launch
na namin siya. Right, oo.
Yes,
naku, mabenta sa YouTube yan. Mm. Kasi, yung mga ganyang vlog, ganyan. Maganda yan yung mga ganyang content.
Thank you. Right, well, and thank you for inviting me, Zai. I hope to see you again soon when I go back.
Of course.
Sana magpunta ka rin dito and I will give you a tour of Portugal.
I would love to. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Till our next episode. Bye-bye.